Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your host for this hour of Speak Up, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. It is Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. Thank you all so much for tuning in this hour. And before we get into any of it, I just want to acknowledge that this program, as well as all of our programs here at CJSF, are broadcasted on the unceded and ancestral lands of the Oklamalum and Squamish-speaking peoples who have been here since time immemorial. Now, to get on with the episode, we have quite a bit of talk to go through, quite a bit of speaking up, if you will. And one of those topics has to do with my recent trip to the state of New York, a place I had never been before. I spent some time in the city as well as upstate, and I wanted to relay some of those experiences, as some of them are community radio related. Before we get into any of that, let's play one track from a local band that we have been very into lately here at CJSF. This is Catch Yourself by none other than Chopping Spree. Hope you enjoy.
Yourself.
Once again, that was Catch Yourself by Chopping Spree. You're listening to Speak Up, only on CJSF 90.1 FM, with your host for the hour, Danny Nesvetterani. And we're going to talk a little bit about my trip to New York. So I spent a lot of time during the trip in Brooklyn, but there was a few days where I was upstate in around Catskill and a small town by the name of Hudson. And that is where I came across, very randomly, in some of the worst, most dastardly weather conditions I think I've ever experienced in my life. There was a significant heat wave going on while I was there. And I came across this radio station there, WGXC-FM, as well as their, I guess, parent organization, Wave Farm. And I knocked on the door. They opened the door for me. I went inside and I spoke with their operations manager, Jimmy Garver. And it was so cool because I had not planned for this encounter in the slightest. But I walked in and as soon as I started talking with him, I was like, oh, you do what I do. You do what we do here in Vancouver. And he seemed to know some people from CITR. And we just spoke about community radio for like a really long time. But Wave Farm and WGXC are really cool organizations. So Wave Farm in and of itself is, as it says on their website, an international transmission arts organization driven by experimentation with the electromagnetic spectrum. We cultivate creative practices in radio and support artists and nonprofit orgs in their cultural endeavors. So they're based in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. It's a media arts center, media platform, and an arts service organization. And they operate the FM radio station WGXC and host many online radio channels. So a big part of Wave Farm is their art park, which features long-term installations on Wave Farm's 29 acres of green space in Accra, New York. And these projects amplify the environment, revealing what is otherwise unheard or unseen. And when he was explaining this to me, Jimmy Garver, I was a little confused. I was like, well, what do you mean? Like, what sort of installations do you have here? And it's cool stuff. So one of the examples he showed me was this thing called the Solar Radio, which was made in 2022 through the Absolute Value of Noise and Anna Frizz. And it is a basically a bunch of solar-powered synthesizers, in a sense, or like modular noises that get made through synthesis through the sun beaming down on this contraption. And you can, if the sun is out, which it may or may not be right now in Accra, New York, you can actually listen to it. I don't think the sun is shining right now in Accra, New York. It seems to be raining, allegedly. So there is a 10-minute sample recording, and I thought it would be cool for you to hear some of what gets heard if you're there at the art park in Accra, New York. Thank you. So that was just one example of one of the many art experiments going on at the Way Farm Art Park in Accra, New York. They have a lot of other things, including, you know, a pond station, this thing called the Weather Warlock, the Traffic Sacks. Underground codes, which are like these tubes that go through the underground. And the installation is composed of two separate radio operas. It's a very cool, eclectic art space. And it was really, really fascinating to just kind of randomly come across it in this area that I was in. WGXC FM is very similar to us here at CJSF in that they do a whole lot of different programming, and it's mostly volunteer run, the shows that they do, and it's a lot of cool stuff. So yeah, they have a website, wayfarm.org, and you can check out all of what they've got going on there. So thank you to Jimmy Garver, and thank you for everyone at Wayfarm for being so hospitable for like the 30 minutes that I was down there and that I checked out the station. Okay, we are going to be moving on to the next piece of the hour. This one is coming out of Smithers, BC, from their local LGI journalist, Pamela Hassan, up north. Please take a listen.
This is CICK News. Stolen by Fire is an exhibit that emerges from the collaborative efforts of author Tyler McCreary and artists Stephanie Anderson and Facundo Gastiazoro. This project seeks to explore and share the complex narratives of the Wet'suwet'en people, particularly their experiences of dispossession and resilience. Rooted in the historical context of the Smithers area, the exhibit builds on the themes addressed in McCreary's 2018 book, Shared Histories. Stolen by Fire aims to present a personal and collective history through a combination of text and imagery. And now they are inviting community feedback to ensure authenticity and also relevance. Through this collaborative approach, Stolen by Fire aspires to create a space for dialogue and healing, acknowledging the ongoing impact of colonial history while celebrating the strength of the Wet'suwet'en community. If you would like to see Stolen by Fire and offer your feedback, it's in Smithers right now on display at the Old Church on First Avenue.
Today we're gathered here just to give a sense. This is a project that extends out of the Shared Histories book and the exhibit at the museum, but tries to tell the story in a different way. That might access different people, but also forwards the stories of particular families and their experiences. It's a collaboration between myself, Tyler McCreary, Stephanie Anderson, and Facundo Gastiazoro.
I visited the opening night of Stolen by Fire at the Old Church last Thursday night in Smithers and sat with each of the creators. Facundo Gastiazoro, who created the illustrations along with Stephanie Anderson's form line and illustrations, told me about a bit of the process of creation between these two muralists and artists who have worked together for years on public art and story through image.
We talk a lot when we paint murals because we do a lot of work together. And we talk about this project. We are talking about this project two or three murals already in the back. So we meet, with Tyler, and we talk about the story arc and how we will use colors and elements to describe these feelings and describe these emotions of people who's been pushed around and dispossessed for generations now. It's an intense work, and it's a, you know, we checked in each other's feelings quite a bit because you know, it's heavy stuff. Stephanie has a direct connection to the story.
Mm-hmm. Tyler had said that he had been kind of collecting this information since about 2014. And so picking and choosing what to bring in, was that his decision? Was that yours as the artist? Was that kind of a combined thing as well? Because these stories are deeply personal.
It was like the other, like when we, working in a page is pretty much like was to work in the arc of the history. We have a meeting, we talk about what was important to talk about it, and Tyler, instead of us going and working a little bit the mechanics of how the things were going to work, was Tyler, and he wrote the story. And now it's going to be like having the feedback and the intake of all that information that people mm-hmm. are putting us and giving us, we will move a bit. It's not really far away from what we have.
Right, yeah.
And that was a great thing. Let's see how more feedback we get. And it's great to change stuff.
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
You know?
A little bit of input. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I didn't saw something about one particular page, and mm-hmm. it's like, oh, totally. Mm-hmm. That's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. And so it's good.
So my name is Stephanie Anderson. I'm a Witsun artist living in Terrace, BC. Well, it's actually a working title, so okay. Maybe stolen by fire, maybe not. Okay. But my role in this project has been kind of like co-illustrator with Facundo. We've gone through the whole process of creating all the designs together. And for me, my part was bringing the Wet'suwet'en culture and traditional art form to the pieces. So today we're presenting kind of where we're at with the project. So some of these are pretty polished up. Some of them we feel still have some work to be done. But what we're doing is we're introducing it to the community, to the families, most of all the families, to kind of show them, get their feedback, and see how it's being received. Because our biggest thing is, like, we're not only telling a single person's history, but from the generation that we begin with, it's quite a large family that is involved in the story. So we just wanted to, like, show it to them, give them the opportunity to see it, to feel it, and see how it's landing and resonating with them. And then just, again, like I said, get that feedback so we can, you know, move it forward to completion in the best way that we can.
Yeah. What's the intention of it when it is completed?
So when it's completed, we're going to get it printed, and we want to get it into homes, into cafes, into the schools, high schools, universities, bookstores. Basically, what we want to do is we want to get this story, and we want to get it out there so everybody has a chance to pick it up and learn about it, because it's such a huge part of the history of Smithers and the Wet'suwet'en people as a whole.
Yeah. I see Chief Sale here, and was the intention for tonight too to, yeah, I guess, like you said, bring those families in, but also bring elders to see it, or have they seen it before, or is this some people's first time?
So it will be the first time for some, but we did hold a specific evening on, I can't remember which day, maybe Tuesday? Yeah, we had just the families come in, just to kind of give a safe environment for them to kind of feel and share and, like, give that feedback to us directly. Mm-hmm. And today everyone's invited, as well as the community members.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
My name is Tyler McCreary. I was born and raised in Smithers, and I'm an author. I wrote shared histories, and I'm now working on this collaboration on Stolen by Fire.
So we're here at the old church today in Smithers, and seeing what are beautiful and very powerful images that are the drafts of what will be the book eventually. So the images definitely draw you in, but then you stop and you read the words. I guess, can you tell me a little bit about the process of getting to this point here?
So this comes, I've been working on versions of telling this story for over a decade. Many of the people that I originally collected stories with, and I feel obligation to carry with a lot of care, have passed on. But continuing to try to share the story that began kind of as the story of Indian Town, but like sort of stretches beyond that to understand the ways that the story of the discrimination of Indigenous people within the Smitherstown site connects to the longer history of discrimination on the territories, as well as these kind of other institutional forms, whether it be residential school or foster care systems. Mm-hmm. And really what we're trying to do in the project is take what was written in a kind of more historical way and personalize it through working in close collaboration with Stephanie Anderson to tell the story of her family and the ways in which we can trace this history, but then also speak to the elements that go beyond words, the kind of emotional, affective register to speak from the heart, really, and access the way that art allows you to kind of access an emotional register that maybe dry words or citations don't get us to. So it's really trying to speak to that kind of effective element of the story. So I think part of it was to really humanize the experience and show what this meant in the kind of lives of particular people, and to be able to relate to the depth of feeling, the kind of structure of feeling that really arcs through the life of a family. Yeah. And that's, it's really stretching for me to kind of speak in a different modality. And I love it. It's such a privilege to be able to work with gifted artists like Stephanie and Facundo, who have access to these other kind of tools of communication. And our hope is really to have like a different kind of entry point that speaks to different in a different modality, but also like maybe reaches different audiences. And ultimately the work I think that we want to is kind of reparative. Like we want to acknowledge this past in a way that respects the hurts and allows us to move forward with a process of healing.
You can view the current phase of Stolen by Fire at the Old Church in Smithers on First Ave, open to the public until the end of the day on Wednesday, July 8th. The exhibit features large, readable pages displayed on tables adorned with juniper and hemlock boughs. The creators of this exhibit have included these branches to provide visitors with a grounding element, and you are encouraged to rub the leaves if you feel the need to reconnect while engaging with the work. Additionally, a poster with a QR code for feedback is available at the venue, allowing you to share your thoughts on the exhibit. Thanks once again to Tyler McCreary, Stephanie Anderson, and Facundo Gastiazoro for their time. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.
Thank you once again to Pam Hassan and CICK News in Smithers, BC for that really important piece. We're going to be taking one more music break for this hour of Speak Up. This is from local band and Studio 6 alum Sour Dope with Change It Up.